Parshas Vayechi. Yosef hears that his father is not doing well, and he comes rushing to his side. And he brings his children, Ephraim and Manasseh. And Yaakov understands that it's time now to start giving out some of the blessings. Soon he'll bless his own children, but now he's talking about blessing his grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh represent the idea of a Jew living in Golus. They were born in exile. They were born in Egypt. They weren't like the Shvatim that were born under Yaakov's auspices. But they were born in Egypt and they had to survive. And they did survive. And Yosef brought them and he said, look who these people are. Look how I turned out. But give me a bracha to help me survive further. Help them survive further. Help Klai Yisrael survive further. Help Klai Yisrael survive in a gullus. So there on 48:20 it says, Vayivarachem bayamahu lemer. Vayivarachem, he blessed them bayamahu on that day lemer, saying, Becha yivarach Yisrael. Lemer yisimcha lakim kefraim Manasseh. That the Jews will always talk about Ephraim and Manasseh and give a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh. But the commentaries point to the first half of the pasuk and find something odd. Vayivarchim b'yayimahu lemar. He blessed them on that day saying, why are we saying on that day? I mean, you can't bless someone on a different day. Of course, you're talking on that day. Vayivarchim b'yayimahu. And what's vayivarchim and lemar? He should say vayivarchim b'yayimahu and he blessed them. What was the blessing? B'chay Yisrael lemar yisim b'chim b'chim. People will say yisim b'chim b'chim. So what does it mean by Yevarchem and Lamer? And what does it mean by Yamahu on that day? And they put the two questions together to give one beautiful answer, which is a roadmap for us today. By Yevarchem, he gave him a blessing. By Yamahu Lamer, that they should always be talking about by Yamahu. They should always be talking about that day. What day is that referring to? That day, the Mishnah says, in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara, that a person says, Shuv Yoimechad, Lefnei Misascha. A person should always do tshuva a day before he passes away, to get upstairs at 120 and have a clean slate. So Talmid the Master Bileza on again, Masechta Shabbos, 153a, what? Does the person know when he's going to pass away? He says, you're right. Therefore, every day do tshuva, because maybe that's the last day. So when a person is thinking about Bayayimahu, when a person thinks about always repenting, his whole life is different. If a person thought today would be his final day, and he's being judged tomorrow on his entire life, it's a good chance he'll survive the exile spiritually. Good chance he'll be able to survive any challenge that's coming up against him. So what Yaakov was doing was, he was telling the brothers, Vayivarchem bayayimahu lemer meant, not that he blessed them on that day saying, that's also what it means. He was giving them the secret for Ephraim Manasseh, the Jews who represent Golus Tekiyidin, who are born into a Golus and have to survive, surrounded by contamination. Bayayimahu lemer, keep on saying bayayimahu, that there's going to be a judgment day. We don't live in a hefka world. We live in a world that everything will be accounted for. And that's how you sit in this contaminated world and rise above it. That's what he told Ephraim and Manasseh. That's the blessing that we have now, the ability to see how to stay pure. Shabbos.